Yeah, starting with Sechti Yevomis, first Mishnah, Chamesh Esrei Noshim, there are 15 women, Poitrois, Sorosayim, that they pate, they're free. Sorosayim means their neighbor, the next wife. As a man has two wives, so each wife is called a Tzora to the other one. He's Pasha Giret, they're a Tzora, one of the different problems. Tzoros. And you have two wives, so one is called a Tzora to the other one. So 15 Noshim pate, Sorosayim, their mate, the next wife. The tzara tzarasayim, and the tzara of a tzarasayim, we'll soon see what that means. Min achalitza min ayibim ad soifaylim. It patters them that there's no mitzvah yibum. You potter from the mitzvah yibum and the mitzvah of chalitza. Now we know like this. The Torah says there's a part the psukim talk about in Kiseitzei. The pasuk says ki yeshu achim yachtov. You have two brothers living together. Umeis achad men, and one of them dies. Uvein ein loy. He doesn't have a child. If your brother that was married dies and didn't have any children, then Enla will see in the Gemara means not a daughter, not a son, no children. Then the pasuk says, says that the wife should not go out to somebody else, but rather Yavama Yavo Yaleha. Says there's a mitzvah Yibum. There's a mitzvah Hatera that when your brother dies and he doesn't have any children, that you, being the other brother, is supposed to marry his wife. That's called mitzvah yibum. Then the pasuk says, "V'im lo yachbo yisis lakachas asivim toy." If you don't want to take her for a wife, you have reasons why you don't want to. Then there's a mitzvah of chalitza. They go up to the zikanim, and you have to say a pasha. Men yivam milohakim lachiv shem b'Yisrael. You don't want to, and then we do mitzvah chalitza. You take off the shoe and you spit in front of him. We'll learn about that later on. So those are the two mitzvahs. Either you're supposed to marry her, or else you're supposed to, if you don't want to, give a chalitza. Now, that's talking about regular, your brother's married to a wife. So like this, your brother's wife is asked of you to marry her. That's called Eshes Ochiv. That's one of the errors. Your brother's wife, let's say Lamashi, your brother had children. And then your brother died. So his wife, you're not allowed to marry. That's an error, that's called Eshes Ochiv. Your brother's wife is called an error to you, you're not allowed to marry her. There's a chiddush though, when your brother dies and they don't have any children, then there's a mitzvah yibum, the Torah is mat to you to marry your brother's wife, and not only a heter, but there's a mitzvah to go and marry her. Now you only let her marry her if the only thing wrong with her was that she was eshes achiv, she was your brother's wife. But let's say something else is involved, like there are 15 different noshim that are also to you to marry even if she wouldn't have been your brother's wife. Like Lamashi, your own daughter. You have a daughter, you're not allowed to marry your own daughter. So what's going to be if your brother married your daughter? Your brother married your daughter, and then your brother died. So now your daughter is the one that you're supposed to marry. You're not allowed to marry her. She's an erva. So b'shita, there's no mitzvah to marry your daughter. Now the chiddush is, let's say your brother was married to two wives. He had two wives, your brother. One of them was your daughter, and his other wife was a different lady. Which that lady, really, you could marry. So really, you would think that your daughter you can't marry, can't be miyabno. Go be miyavim the tzara. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Know that the same way you can't be miyavim your daughter because she's an erva to you, that tzaros is also potter from yibum and from chalitza. There's no mitzvah yibum and there's no mitzvah chalitza. She goes out free and she can get married to whoever else she wants to, but not to the brothers. And Rashi says, Sarasayim, Kiratoni Seifam, Shimhoi Sa'achas Mihen Nesir Liyachiv. One of these 15 ladies were married to your brother. Let's say your daughter was married to your brother. For lo yisha cheres, and your brother has another wife also. Umeis b'lay bonim, and now your brother dies without any children. Hidalacha shteihem p'turis. Both your daughter and the other wife is potter from the mitzvah yibum. For time yalav b'gemara. The Gemara dash is a postik litzror, that your potter, even the tzara, is also potter from the mitzvah. Now tzara, so same as she says in Maslis and Torah. The Mishnah itself will soon explain what's the case of tzara, so saying. That's the chiddush that the potter from the mitzvahs yibum and chalitza. Now, who are these 15 noshim? The Mishnah says, "V'yeluhein." These are the 15 noshim. Bitoy, your daughter. If you have a daughter, and then she gets married to your brother, and your brother dies, even though he has two wives, you can't be miyavim either one of them. Ubas bitoy, your daughter got married and also had a child. So your granddaughter, you're not allowed to marry your granddaughter. So if your brother married her, the same thing, your potter from yibum. Ubas benoy, he had a son. And your son had a daughter, so you're not allowed to marry your granddaughter again. So if your brother did, this potter from Yibin. Bas Ishtoi. Let's say you married a wife, and she had a daughter from a different husband. It's not really your daughter. But since you married the wife, the Torah says you're not allowed to marry a wife and a daughter, even though it's not your daughter. There's an Isser and Erva not to marry Isho Bita. So therefore, the Bas Ishtoi, your wife's daughter, that your brother married, the same thing. Then when your brother dies, the same way you can't be Miyabim, your wife's daughter, you can't be Miyabim, the other wife also. Ubas Bino, the same thing. If your wife had a child, had a son from a different husband, and then that son had a daughter, the same thing, you're not allowed to marry like your wife and that daughter. So therefore, the daughter is called an erva to you. And again, if your brother married her and he dies, there's no mitzvah yibum. Ubas Bita, the same thing, your own daughter, or else your wife's daughter. If your wife had a daughter that had a child, so as your wife's granddaughter, the same thing, you're also not allowed to marry. Now, Chamoise, now we go, these are going downwards. Your wife, the daughter, and the granddaughter. The Torah says you can't marry Isho Bito Bas Bito. That's an Erev in the Torah. You're not allowed to marry a lady and her daughter, or else her granddaughter. Goes down three generations. Now, the same way it goes downwards, it goes upwards also. Once you marry your wife, you're not allowed to marry your mother-in-law. Or you can't marry her mother, because it goes upwards also. If you're married to your wife, so the mother-in-law is called Isho Bito, you're not allowed to marry. So the same thing, Chamoisai. Let's say you have your mother-in-law, that your brother married your mother-in-law, and your brother has a second wife also. So when your brother dies, the same way you can't marry your mother-in-law, the same way you can't marry his other wife. V'yein Chamoisai, and the mother-in-law's mother, the same thing. V'yein Chamov, if you have your father-in-law, your father-in-law's mother, that if your brother married your father-in-law's mother, so you can't marry her. Therefore, the same way she's an erva, if they had two wives, the second wife is also usur to you. So Rashi says now, Chamoisa, your mother-in-law, Shemez Baila, we're talking about your mother-in-law that the husband died, V'nosa Ochiv, and now your brother married her, Umeis Balei Bonim, and your brother died without any children. So, V'yein Chamoisai, V'yein Chamov, your mother-in-law and her mother is also to you. Mishum, because the pasuk says mishum erva, and erva usually means she's also to you with a chayv krisus. You're not allowed to marry her. Kedichsiv, right? The pasuk says in Vayikra, ervas isha ubita leisegala. You're not allowed to marry a lady and her daughter, even if it's not your daughter. So married, the lady was first married to a different husband, and she had a daughter. Now, when you marry this lady, there's an issa for you. She's an erva, her daughter. The pasuk also says that he can't marry her granddaughter, or else either from her daughter's daughter, or else her son's daughter. That's what the Torah says. The Rashi says, v'yesh bichlal zeh chamoisa v'yem chamoisai. And that is to not to marry a mother and a daughter, goes the opposite way. You can't marry your daughter and then marry her mother. So therefore, your mother-in-law, you're not allowed to marry. Even if your mother-in-law's husband, your shver, died, and now you have your mother-in-law, you're not allowed to marry her. Because since you married your wife, that's her daughter, you're not allowed to marry a mother and a daughter. So therefore, you're married to your wife, your mother-in-law is an erva to you, and the same thing, your mother-in-law's mother is also asa to you. Because if you're going to marry your mother-in-law's mother, that's called Isha Ubito Basbito. Like you're marrying now the grandmother's granddaughter, that's who you're married to. So you can't marry at the same time a daughter and a mother, or else the grandmother. It goes upwards and downwards. V'yesh b'chlal zeh chamoisai, your mother-in-law. V'yein chamoisai, your mother-in-law's mother. V'yein chamav, your father-in-law's mother. To meforesh b'yelu henan asrofim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Dashins. Now Rashi says, "Ubitoy d'hocha." After our Mishnah starts off with your daughter, what type of a daughter are we talking about? So Rashi says, "Bebitoy mianusosoy kamari." We're talking about a daughter, not where you married, where you got through kedushin. Just humanis, you had znus with an isha, you forced an isha to live with her, and she became pregnant, and you had a daughter. Even that daughter, you're not allowed to marry. V'chein bas bitoy bas beno. The same thing means your granddaughter of this lady that you forced to live with her. Yilu bitum ishtoi, because if it's really your daughter from your wife, hainu bas ishtoi, then forget about that she's your daughter. You can't marry her, because since you're married to your wife, and this is the daughter of her, you're not allowed to marry an isho bito. The chivon dechsev isho bito, The Torah says you're not allowed to marry a lady, and her daughter you can't marry. So loishna mimenu, loishna miyishachar. There's no difference if that daughter is your own daughter, or that daughter's from a different husband. L'mais, you're not allowed to be married to a mother and to a daughter. So therefore, when the Mishnah starts off and says, bitoy, you can't marry your daughter, it doesn't matter where you married the wife. You're married to your wife. Because if you're married to her, pshit, you can't marry the daughter because you're not allowed to marry your wife and her daughter. So what's the chiddush of the first place, bitoy, in the Mishnah? So Rashi says, avu bita mi'anasosay. That means the daughter, that not that you married the mother. You have anusa, you forced her, you had znus with her. Some you live with a lady, and she came pregnant, she had a daughter. So that daughter also, you're not allowed to marry. Now that doesn't go into the category of isha or bito, because you're not married to the mother. That's halacha, you're not allowed to marry a lady, and then marry her daughter. You're not allowed to marry the two. But here's the mother, you didn't marry her, you just had znus with her. So male of that daughter, after the first pasuk, would be mutter to you. I need another pasuk to say no. Since Lamaisa says she's your daughter, you were the one, you were the father of this child, so therefore you're not allowed to marry her. And we're learning now from different sukkim. The Rashi said, the Ishai de Kedushin Mashma, Shu Ishis, that this first pasuk of Isha Ubito, you can't marry your wife and her daughter, that means with the wife you were married to her. So here, where you're not married to the mother, you just live with her, so the daughter really would be mutter to you. The Gemara will explain, there's another pasuk, how we know that. That your daughter, as long as you were the father, even though it wasn't through Kedushin, you didn't marry the mother, you just lived with her, the daughter is also for you to marry. So therefore, that's the first part of our Mishnah, that Bitoy, this daughter that you had through living with a lady, not being married to her, you're not allowed to marry her, she's an erva to you. Now, if your brother married her again, that's the Mishnah, that even though he had a second wife, just like your daughter is potter, who then the second wife is also potter. Now, the Mishnah goes on, let's say you have a sister, only from the same mother and not from the same father. So Rashi says, your sister from the same mother. That your brother, that you had a brother from the same father, married your sister. In other words, to your brother, she's mutter. Because this sister was only a sister from the same mother, not from the same father. So your brother now, that's from the same father, but now your father had a new wife. So from the second one, your second brother is no relative to your first sister. Therefore, your brother was allowed to marry your sister from the same mother. Umeis, and then your brother died. The same thing the Mishnah says, v'yachos imoy, your mother's sister. The same thing. Your mother's sister, your aunt, shenasa ochiv meyaviv, that your brother from the same father married her. Shein chiv yibum elabiyachiv minav. That is the mitzvah yibum. If you have two brothers and one of them die, there's a mitzvah for you to marry his wife. That's only if your brother's from the same father. Here is totally in the same father. It's not totally in the same mother. The two brothers have to be from the same father. The chesiv, what the pasuk says, ki yeshvu achim yachtov. When two brothers were living together, the Yalfinon Ach va'Ach v'mebnei Yaakov. We learn now the pasuk says Achim brothers means the same way the Torah says brothers by Yaakov Avinu. Ma lahal and minav, just like over there the 12 shvatim, they weren't all brothers from the same mother. There were four mothers there, so it calls them Achim. It means they're all brothers from the same father. So you see, brothers mean the same father. Af al pi shein mina aim his hachinami loshino. The same thing here also. When the Torah says, ki yeshvu achim yachtov, when two brothers are living together, it means two brothers from the same father. Then there's a mitzvah yibam. If there are only two brothers from the same mother, there's no mitzvah yibam. So here again, that you marry your sister from the same mother, that she's an erva to you, but to your brother, that's only from the same father, that is a mitzvah yibam, he's allowed to marry her. The achos imoy, your aunt, if your brother married her. The achos ishtoy, who are then your wife's sister. Your wife's sister is mutter for your brother to marry her. So your brother went ahead and married your wife's sister. And now your brother died. So again, you can't marry her, because there's an erva, you're not allowed to marry isha v'yachoysa. You can't marry your wife and her sister. Two sisters you're not allowed to marry. So therefore, your brother, though, is mutter. So therefore, if your brother married her, again, there's a ptur yibum. The same thing, your wife's brother, me'imoy, a wife only from the same mother and not from the same father. And Rashi says, your brother's wife from the same mother, shemeis, that your brother died, v'nasa ochiv miyoviv, and now your brother from the same father married her. In other words, this brother that's only from the same father has no relative to your other brother that was only from the same mother. So therefore, your new brother now from the same father is allowed to marry your first brother's wife. And then your brother now from the same father died without children. That's our case again. Now your brother from the same father dies. Liyabna is Asurullah. You're not allowed to marry her. Because this wife was first married to your brother. True, that was a brother only from the same mother. But once that's called Eshes Achiv though. That's the halacha. Once your brother has a wife, his wife is also to you leilam. You're never allowed to marry her. The Yichsiv, like the Pasuk says, Ervas I Eshes Ochicha. V'dashinan lova perakabo yivimtoi Ochicha beimin av beiminein. There's no difference. Your brother from the same father, from the same mother. Your wife's brother, you're not allowed to marry. The only time there's a heter for you to marry your wife's brother is only through the mitzvah yibum. In the case that your brother from the same father dies without any children, now you have a heter to marry his wife. But here, let's say you had two brothers only from the same mother. So now there's no mitzvah yibum. So when your brother dies, you're not allowed to marry his wife. There's no mitzvah yibum since you're not from the same father. You're only from the same mother. And the Torah is Isser, not to marry your brother's wife, applies whether he's your brother from the same mother, from the same father. So in the case where your brother from the same mother was married to a lady, and then he died, Lamaisa, you're not allowed to marry that wife, Loilam. So now even though your second brother, that's a brother to you from the same father, he is allowed to marry her. So when he married her, and now he dies, there's no mitzvah yibum now, she's called an erva to you. That's called the Eshes Ochim Imai, your brother's wife from the same mother. Right?